You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Tell somebody, God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Meyers.
Who?
Ed Meyers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
See, the word Hebron means this. It means the seat of association. Or it means this. It means the place of joining. Somebody say joining. See, David was at this place in his life where he could defeat giants. He could sing the songs of Zion because he understood what the presence of the Lord was. He knew how to move into the manifested presence of God. When he played his harp, demons would flee. Come on. He was doing that before he ever even got there. Amen. But he had come to a point in his life where he knew how to be even a great military leader. He knew how to command troops. He knew how to move into the anointing of God. But he could never, ever become king over all of Israel without making a covenant with the guy that could make it happen, God. And when he made that covenant, God sent 400 men to be in covenant with him to propel him to his destiny in the kingdom that God would set over the place. Come on, huh? He came to the seat of association. See, that's what church is all about. When you come in here on Wednesday night, you come in here on Sunday morning, you're coming to the seat of association. See, people say this to me all the time. Well, I can just go to church at TBN at home. I just sit in my lazy boy, and I don't have to put no shoes on. I just sit back, and I put the channel on, and I get to watch whatever kind of most anointed preaching you can find on TV. Well, here's the problem with that. You're not sitting in the seat of association. You're not on their team. Come on. There's a seat of association that comes when you get into fellowship with a body of believers that you can sit with and talk with and love on and hug and walk through with when they're going through stuff, and they can walk through with you when you're going through stuff, and they become a family to you. Somebody shout the seat of association. See, this ain't about me, it ain't about you. It's about the body of Christ in this house that has a corporate assignment on it to do what God has called it to do. You believe that? Amen? Here's the other thing, the second thing I want to tell you. Opportunity comes to your life, it's going to cause something to happen in your life. It's going to demand change. Somebody say it's going to demand change. Every opportunity that comes to you, every opportunity for growth, every opportunity to move into your destiny, every opportunity to declare the promise that's in your life and see it manifest, will demand change. If what you were doing would have got you to where you needed to be, you wouldn't be where you are now. Come on, you can't have change until you change. We got people who want to talk about change, dream about change. People get up and preach about change. We're going to change. We're going to have change. Change you can believe in. But let me tell you something. You can't have change until you change. You actually got to do some changing before things will change. We got people that talk about change but don't want to change. They like the novelty of having change, but they keep living the same old stuff they always live and don't get no change. Come on, amen. You believe that? He said, my assignment is to be king over all of Israel. My assignment is to fulfill the promise, and it demands that I am willing to make a change. See, where he was at the seat of association, where he was sat at Hebron, where he was anointed, in that place, there was no obstacles. There was no challenge. He had to be ready to move into a place of challenge, amen. He had to go to Jerusalem. Listen, you can't have change until you're willing to change. I know this from personal experience in my life because I am a very large man. Come on. I'm going on a diet again. Y'all know I've been preaching here 6 years. How many times have I gone on a diet? I lose weight and I put it right back on. I'm going on a diet. 3 months later, you walk into McDonald's, and there's Pastor Jason with a Big Mac. I talk about change, dream about change. I'm thinking about them 32-inch waist. But I mean, that Big Mac in my hand ain't going to get me there. And so I feel the conviction power of the Holy Spirit falling all over this place right now. Amen. People talk about, that's it, it's a new year, it's just, you know, it's the beginning of January 2016, I'm just going, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to get up 15 minutes earlier every single day, I'm going to pray and seek God for my family and for my life. The next morning the alarm clock gets off, and you're like, oh my God, did I really make that commitment? Hit the snooze button. 15 minutes later, oh Lord, I'll start tomorrow, I promise. Well, I mean, there ain't no fruit from starting tomorrow. All of your tomorrows are wrapped up in your todays. What you do today and what happens in your life today and what faith you stand in today determines your tomorrow. What you put off till tomorrow will keep you in your today the same way that you are. That's why everybody wants change, but nobody wants to change. That's the problem. The church has fallen in love with the concept of change. We sing about change. Simone's probably got a list of songs about change. She could just sing if she wanted to. We're going to sing about change. We pray about change. Lord God, change our heart. Change our mind. Change our ways. Change whatever. Change us, Lord. Pray, change, change. We preach about change. You know, you got to change. If you don't change, you'll never change. Right? We're preaching about change. We shout about change. Come on, amen. We read about change. And the one thing that we all have in common in this place is we do not like the change. Come on. There's some people in the church, if you just walk up to them and say, hey, can you just get here 10 minutes earlier? I could really use a little bit of help in greeter services. If you could just come, instead of getting here at 10:05, if you could come here at 5 till 10 before we actually start the service to greet people when they come in, that would just be great. You tell them that, and then it takes them 3 weeks to be over the offense because they don't hear nothing else you say for the next 3 weeks. I'm sitting there thinking, he just embarrassed me. I'm going to be there 5 minutes. Who does he think he is? He doesn't understand. My car don't run right. I just said, no, I was at the red light, and that person cut me off. He just said, finally, 3 weeks later, they finally get a little bit of joy back. But they didn't hear nothing for 3 weeks because you asked them to be there 5 minutes earlier. Some of y'all getting revelation right now. I just feel it. You can never have change until you change. We can never embrace the reality of something until we actually do the something. Come on.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I know the Bible teaches that the word without application actually becomes a stumbling block to your life. It's better if you had no word at all than to get the word and then don't apply it. The Bible teaches that. It's really like a slap in the face to the grace of God when God gives you the power to overcome something, but you don't want to overcome it because you'd rather have what you're doing instead of rather have the power of God operate in your life that actually propels you to your destiny. That's a harsh reality for believers because we just don't want to believe that. We just say, oh, well, God's got grace for my situation. The truth is God's looking down from heaven and his heart's breaking for you because you're not walking in the place of victory that he really wants you to be in, where the real blessing is. And you've literally tied the hands of God because you have resisted the change that you need to embrace to make you the person that's really going to make you happy. And really, that's when you move into a point where you don't even need a devil because you've become your own worst enemy by being stubborn and being obstinate. And then we throw it off on God like, well, God knows how I am. God understands me. He knows what I've been through in my life to get me to where I'm at. He's got grace for me. No. God's grace is there. Okay, don't get me wrong. Grace is there. But God's not looking at you going, yeah, I'm really excited about how you're just not overcoming. I'm just thrilled with the fact that you're still struggling with the same thing for a year. You're just doing great. I mean, no, he actually has a heart of compassion for the situation that you have allowed yourself to get in. And his heart is compassionate towards you, not for judgment's sake, but his heart is compassionate towards you because he desires in his heart for you to be free from the very thing that you refuse to change in your life because you're afraid to embrace change and really make it happen. That's why the church ain't full. That's why there's a generation of people that keep compromising and compromising and compromising because they just weighing heavy on the grace of God rather than really moving into the place of freedom. See, we don't preach. We got to a point where the church, all they did was they preached judgment. And people resisted against it and said, no, our Father loves us. His grace is great. And it's true. His grace is great. He loves us. But he loves us so much that he doesn't want us to stay bound in the thing that's keeping us from the prophetic word that he's given us in our life. So in that sense, we become our own worst enemy. We don't need to be possessed by a demon. We're ruining our own future just by not embracing the things of God by faith and allowing the power of God to change us. We're what the Bible called in the Old Testament to the children of Israel. He called them a very stubborn and obstinate people. We don't want to think about our daddy talking about us that way, but we are that way. Is that too real for us tonight? Is that too real for us? He said, it's better that you never had the word preached to you than you have it preached to you and then you don't live it. You'd be better off to not even ever have heard it. Don't throw stones at me. It's in the book. Just read the book. See, the trick of the enemy is to get us to live in a place where we live this lie and we proclaim things that we're never going to do. We keep saying we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. And really all we've done is we've turned ourselves into a hypocrite because we don't follow through on the commitment that we make that we say that we're going to do in the kingdom. And our thing that we think we're speaking in faith really becomes a lie because we're too stubborn to make the change. And the deception destroys the promise. God ain't being hurt by us being stubborn. We are. The deception destroys the promise of God over our life. And the very word that God spoke over you for your deliverance becomes something far off in the distance that you can never really obtain because you've blocked yourself from getting there. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Is this okay? Are y'all following me all right? That's why James said this. He said, you can't just be a hearer of the word. You got to be a doer of the word. Now, in the kingdom, it's not about what you do that makes you the person who you are in the kingdom. Christianity is not a do religion. In Christianity, it's about becoming. It's not about doing. But when you hear the word, the manifestation of that word in your life because of who you are produces a doer. You don't do for doing's sake. You do because it's the fruit of who you are. So everything in the kingdom is about becoming, not doing. Doing is birthed out of becoming. That's the old analogy I used to use in youth group. There's no orange tree anywhere in Florida sitting out there in Orange Grove with his little branch hanging out there going, if I could just get one orange out. Poof. That ain't happening. But that's what we do in our Christian walk. The orange is the natural result of the orange tree being rooted and grounded in fertile soil, receiving the rains from heaven, the sunshine from heaven, and then it naturally produces the fruit out of the tree because it's connected to the source that causes the fruit to come out. So the orange tree ain't doing, the orange tree is producing. Because of what the orange tree is. So if you are a Christian, then the fruit of what a Christian is should be being produced in your life. If not, then you are just a hearer only and there's no doing going on. Is that all right? And the way that you become this person that produces the fruit is by embracing the change in faith. Somebody say, I got to change. I got to change. I'll give you one more. I got about five. I'll give you one more. All change. It's a big one now. Don't miss this. All change has resistance, and all change comes with loss. All change has resistance, and all change comes with loss. You cannot change anything in your life without there being some emotional conflict over the change. It's going to be emotional, I promise you. It's going to be hard, amen? God can give you a promise of a greater future and the emotional conflict of, well, I don't want to go there. I don't think I want to do that. Maybe I won't know anybody when I get there. I won't fit in. I can't do that job. That's over my head. That's out of my sphere of ability. I don't have the gift to do that job. I can't do that, God. All change constitutes some type of conflict. All the emotional conflict that takes place when you begin to embrace the change that comes, watch this, can cause doubt to creep in. See, when you get conflicted over something, then doubt comes. Well, did I really hear God? Maybe that was just me. Maybe it was that Supreme Pizza I ate for breakfast that was cold in the refrigerator. Then I got a vision. Maybe that's what that was from. So when that happens, when we get emotional, fear will creep in, doubt will creep in. But listen, all change has conflict. You say, well, if there's conflict in it, then how can that be God? How can that be God? Listen, you need to hear that there's conflict in just making adjustments. Even adjustments that you make every day in your life, there's some type of conflict that comes with it. The reality is tonight, if you're married, you know there's conflict, but that doesn't mean that God didn't ordain you to be married. If every time you got in an argument, you took that as a signal that you should have been single, then you will never be married. Now you got nobody amening me. Come on now. It brings conflict and it brings loss. You cannot do something new without letting something go. You can't do something new without letting something go. How many know that word? How many understand that word, the word grow? Everybody say grow. It includes change. You can't grow without change. There's a process, a metamorphosis that begins to take place when growth comes. Growth cannot take place in your life if you're not willing to change. A tree acorn cannot become an oak tree unless the acorn goes through some change. Otherwise, you would just have acorns everywhere and no oak trees. But something takes place where there's change. Amen? What we're doing in this facility right now can facilitate about 250 people. But if we're going to facilitate about 500 people, then how many of you know that's going to constitute some change? That's going to constitute some walls coming down. That's going to constitute some resources coming out of our pocket. It's going to constitute a little bit of faith. And when it comes, change comes. It gets emotional. We're going to have to give up some things to move up to the next level. Come on, amen. Some people won't be able to go, and then new people will come along that can go. Because all change constitutes conflict and it constitutes loss. Amen?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps. Now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.